Now, the attack on Monday targeted a key oil facility in Abu Dhabi, killing three people and also caused a fire at Abu Dhabi's international airport. It attracted, of course, as expected, international condemnation and a pledge for retaliation from the UAE. Now, hailing the attack as a successful military operation, the Houthis' military spokesperson, Yahya Sari, warned that more targets could be on the way, targeting the UAE, which has been part of a Saudi-led military coalition battling so-called rebels in Yemen. Now, this is a years-long war that has killed tens of thousands of Yemenis and pushed the country, and the country have not just pushed, but placed the country in the midst of a humanitarian catastrophe. Joining us this evening is Hussein Abul-Khotay, political commentator and self-made Yemeni journalist, translator of Dhamar City, based in the capital city of Sana'a, joining us live from Yemen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah al-akhir. Hussein.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, tell us, I mean, this drone attack in the UAE, I mean, how did it come about? I mean, did people expect that the Houthis have the capability of launching a precise drone attack like this that targeted a key installation in the UAE and, of course, put the airport under pressure?
It not only put the airport under pressure, it has closed Abu Dhabi airport for several hours. Even the next day, United Arab Emirates has to deny access to some flight from Qatar and from Istanbul. This is according to the app called the Flight Radar, which shows all the flights in many airports around the world. And as you said, that this latest attack, it has proved that the Yemeni army is capable of launching attack against United Arab Emirates, similar to the attack that was conducted hundreds of times against Saudi Arabia. And the latest attack that have struck one of the main industrial area in Abu Dhabi, targeting the oil facility there, and as well, they have targeted a construction site, a new construction site in Abu Dhabi airport. I think they have targeted this construction site just because they want still to send the message to United Arab Emirates that next attack, it will direct Abu Dhabi airport directly. It might target the tower of the airport or the runway, and as well targeting that oil facility, the small oil facility. They have targeted the parking area of those fuel trucks, and I think this as well another message that the next attack will be conducted against United Arab Emirates major or the major oil field like Zakum Ulwi oil field, which is the second largest oil field in the world. And I think that the United Arab Emirates, if they are not going to accept that Yemeni forces now is capable to target United Arab Emirates, if they are not going to accept that the Patriot missile and the air defense that United Arab Emirates has failed to stop this attack, this means that we're going to see more attack against United Arab Emirates. This latest attack has used 5 ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, and several, maybe 10 to dozen of drones, and United Arab Emirates air defense failed to stop those attacks. That's why I believe that United Arab Emirates, they claim falsely about in 2019 that they have withdrawn from Yemen. They have done a celebration in Abu Dhabi to receiving the so-called their soldiers withdrawing from Yemen. But on the other hand, United Arab Emirates has trained many militia, many separatist groups, many extremists and terrorists in Yemen who actually want to divide Yemen. They do want the unity of Yemen. And those groups has been launching attacks against many areas, has been killing civilians, and as well in the last recent 3 weeks, United Arab Emirates has extended and resumed its attack against many civilian area in Shabwa, in Sana'a, and as well in Damar city, my city. And because they couldn't stop the advance of Yemeni army, they couldn't stop the attacks of Yemeni army and the drone strike and missiles attack. They always go and target Yemeni civilians. Just yesterday, United Arab Emirates, in response of the latest attack on Abu Dhabi, a UAE fighter jet has targeted a civilian neighborhood here in central Sana'a, killing 12 civilians, injuring 11 others, and as well there are several people still under uncountable or missing. They have killed, from those 12 civilians that they were killed, there are 10 people from one family. They have killed Abdullah Al-Junaid, his wife, and they have killed two of his sons, two of his daughters, and they have killed as well their nephews and their nieces. So they have exactly killed an entire family because they want to revenge the attack that has conducted by Yemeni forces against United Arab Emirates. And if we can just compare the attack of Yemeni forces, the amount of civilian casualties in United Arab Emirates and in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has claimed that Yemeni army has launched more than 1,500 drone strikes, ballistic missiles, and as well both strikes against Saudi Arabia. And as well with those attacks in United Arab Emirates, only a handful of civilians, according to the coalition, has been killed or injured. And on the other hand, we see that there are more than 400,000 Yemeni civilians has been killed by the coalition, either by direct airstrikes or by the blockade and by destroying Yemeni infrastructure, targeting hospitals, shops, schools, and everything in Yemen. And after every single attack on Yemen that kills Yemeni civilians from the United Arab Emirates and Saudi, they always claim that they have targeted what they say ballistic missile factories or drone factory. And this is actually proof that Yemeni are the one who actually making and upgrading their weapons and making those drones, because Saudi claim that they are targeting those factories. But as well, on the other hand, we see that Yemeni army is still capable of launching many attacks using those weapons like ballistics and cruise missile and drone attack. This shows that all the attacks that Saudi is conducting is actually only targeting Yemeni civilians. There are more than 200,000 airstrikes, according to some outside newspaper, has been conducted against Yemen in the last 7 years. And just imagine 200,000 airstrikes. If the Saudi, if what they say is true, that they have targeted factories of those missiles or drones, I mean, I cannot think that Yemen have more than 200,000 factories. Sana'a forces are not so stupid. Use cities to make factories for ballistic missiles. Ballistic missile is 12 meters long and it weighs a few tons. So it will be hard to take it out of the street in one of the busiest cities in Yemen. That's why Yemenis actually, they are using the mountains, they are using the rural area, they are using the desert to launch the attack against Saudi Arabia. But we have seen just one final thing. 2 weeks ago, the spokesperson of the coalition, he has, in a press conference, he has shown a footage of what he claimed it was a ballistic missile factory or warehouse inside Hodeidah Port. And at the end, and I'm not sure if the people who are hearing me are aware of that, and at the end, those footage, they were taken from an American documentary film about the invasion of Iraq. They took those footage from a film, an American film, and they show you that how silly the Saudi are to claim that that warehouse, the ballistic missile, is in Hodeidah, and it was from Iraq during the invasion. And you can just imagine the amount of information that the Saudi is collecting, the amount of civilians, hundreds of thousands, they have been killed because of this information that the Saudi sometimes is fabricating just to deceive the international community. And just I want to add just how the hypocrisy of the international community. We have seen that the UN Security Council has called Sana'a government about 5 days ago to release the UAE flagged ship that was seized by Yemeni forces in the coast of Hodeidah. They ignore that the Saudi are seizing all the fuel ships and forbidding those fuel ships to reach Hodeidah port, even though those ships has got the green light from the United Nations, and the Saudi is still preventing food and medicine and fuel to enter Yemen. And there wasn't a single condemnation. There wasn't a single call from the UN Security Council to Saudi Arabia to release those ships who have the green light from the United Nations. But on the other hand, we see them condemning that Yemeni army has seized that UAE ship, which had weapons, all type of weapons on it. It is rented by Saudi army. It had Humvees. It had some other armored vehicles, American armored vehicles, and it had all the types of weapons. And Sana'a has shown all the weapons that was on the ship, but the United Nations actually is not accepting that Yemen has the right to seize any ship that is carrying military or acting against Yemen. They just think that Yemeni should not defend themselves, but I believe at this point that Yemeni army, after the attack on the United Arab Emirates, it has sent a good message that we will
Brother Hussein, if I could come in there. I mean, we've always received information, and this is of course primarily from Saudi-backed intelligence agencies, that this war is an attack primarily on the Houthi population, not on the entire population of Yemen. I mean, what is the actual facts on the ground? Is this the case that are they targeting a Houthi militant group, or is this a collective attack to damage the infrastructure of Yemen?
I mean, if we can look into it, how many airstrikes, there's more than 200,000 airstrikes has been conducted against Yemen, how many civilians has been killed either by the blockade and the lack of food and medicine, and as well the Saudi airstrike, it could reach 500,000 Yemeni civilians. Houthis, their name is Ansarullah. They are like, as you say, like a party, like in any other country. It had loyalists from many other parties, but because we are facing Saudi Arabia, so who is now facing Saudi Arabia and fighting back is not Ansarullah, or as they called him, the Houthi, is the Yemeni army, is every single Yemeni who is affected by the Houthi blockade, is affected by the Saudi strike, is affected by the human the disaster, the man-made disaster, as the United Nations have said. Those are the Yemenis that they are fighting Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. And Saudi and the coalition and United Arab Emirates is claiming that they are fighting Iran. We see now there is a dialogue with Saudi Arabia and Iran, and as well United Arab Emirates is claiming that Iran has is occupying three islands in the Persian Gulf, those islands called Abu Musa and Tumb al-Kubra and Tumb al-Sughra. And why United Arab Emirates is claiming that they are fighting Iran here, but they are afraid to liberate those islands which they claim that Iran has occupied those islands. This shows you that they won't use this excuse. They want to make this fight is between Sunni and Shia, and this is a big lie. Who is fighting now against the Saudi is all Yemenis. Some of them are Zaydis, some of them are Sunnis, Shafi'is, Shi'is. They all fight in Saudi Arabia because they don't want Saudi to occupy Yemen. And they have seen what happened in the south. United Arab Emirates is part of the coalition, has created separatists, has used militia to divide Yemen. They have even fought with the so-called Hadi legitimacy. They just want to destroy Yemen, to control its airport and port and its island. And this is what the United Arab Emirates is doing in south of Yemen. They are just a tool of the Zionist state. They are just a tool of the United Kingdom and other countries.
Brother Hussein, finally, I mean, when is this going to end? Is there any negotiations? Does Yemen have a political representation that is now attempting to talk to either UAE or either to Saudi that, you know, it's time that it stops? I mean, we've heard of this conflict for many years now. When is it going to come to an end?
Yemen's Sana'a has a delegation team which is based in Oman, in Muscat, and it is based there because when it was in Sana'a, Saudi prevented them from leaving Sana'a to go to negotiation, like when they went to Kuwait or Geneva 1 and Geneva 2. They had to wait for several days. They were banned from leaving Sana'a to go to negotiation. It was Saudi who prevented that team. But now, in the last 2 years, they have stationed in Muscat. But what Sana'a is saying, there will be no negotiation unless the Saudi will stop its airstrike and air campaign and lift the blockade which kills civilians, or at least leave the ships, fuel and medicine and food ships to enter Hodeidah port because they are searched by the coalition and the United Nations, and as well to reopen Sana'a airport so the sick people and the ill can go outside, and the one who injured by the Saudi can go outside to get medical care. But what's happening, that the Saudi actually only, and Sana'a has said, we will as well stop all our attacks inside Yemen and outside Yemen. But what the Saudi want, they want Sana'a and Yemeni forces in Sana'a to stop all its fights, to stop its attack against Saudi Arabia. But the Saudi, in their initiative that was released maybe a year ago, they haven't mentioned a single word that the Saudi will stop its air campaign on Yemen. They want us only and here in Yemeni forces to stop attacking Saudi Arabia. So, and then Saudi Arabia will continue to attack and will continue to force the blockade. That's why Sana'a will accept any peace if the blockade is lifted, airport is opened, and then all the attack is stopped by Saudi, and then they will do the same in the exact time. And this is actually fair for anyone, because you can't ask someone to hand over its weapons or to stop the attack. Meanwhile, you are still have all your weapons and conducting your attack. This is just shows the amount of hypocrisy of the international community and in the media that belong to some country who are loyal or with Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates.
Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakum Allah khairan for joining us and for your time.
Thank you, brother. Anytime.
Hussein Al-Bukhaiti joining us live from Sana'a.